Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So it's going to be interesting to see where my next guest comes down on the Nancy Pelosi decision. And look, I there's part of me that I understand it. I understand why you wouldn't want those two clowns on the committee, because you're going to pursue truth and we're going to pursue honesty and all of that stuff. And you don't want people who were part of the treason on the committee. I get that. It's just the messaging that's coming out of it for me. But here to maybe set me straight, I've asked our good friend David Yankovic to come talk with us. David is a digital strategist, one of the best in the country, and also a friend of the program. David, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, good talking to you again.
So take me to the woodshed. Where am I wrong?
Oh, man, I don't know exactly if you're wrong, but I know Joe Walsh is wrong. The first thing here we have to understand is that the Democratic Party, for the first time, has the upper hand against the Republicans. It doesn't seem that way in this country, but polling is now showing us that the majority of this country now views that the Republican Party is too extreme. They've gone too far. We have the Nancy Pelosi decision yesterday, which I think was a fantastic decision. I totally disagree with Joe and sadly
and
you on this, I think, and you on this decision. Here's the thing. You know, we've had Jim Jordan making a clown act of this country for the last, 3 years, 4 years now of Donald Trump's president. He doesn't need to be there. He's a witness. He's a participant in a sedition of what happened. You know, if you're in court and you're going to have someone coming in to the jury and making decisions and having subpoena power and bringing things in, you can't have one of the criminals doing it. You can't do this.
Yeah, but if you're going to use that analogy, what's he been charged with?
He hasn't been charged with anything.
Well, there's a problem.
No, it's not a problem. I mean, right now where he's at, what Jim Jordan's done, is he put himself into a box. He sat there with the seditionists. He endorsed it. He sat next to the signs and did it. And now he doesn't get to be on the committee. You know, they can cry and whine all they want to, but they're not in power now. They have no power in this. We tried to have it bipartisan. They voted that down. We tried to do an agreement with them in the middle meantime of it. They wouldn't do that. And when we basically said, let's not make this thing a clown car, they took their marbles and went home. And you and me on this show, we've gone back to back and back all the time about wanting the Democrats to fight. We don't want them to hold our coat. We want them to be in the alley smashing bottles. Nancy Pelosi just smashed a bottle into the alley. She's kicking them off the committee. She's not putting up with the garbage anymore. She's not going to deal with it. You know, and the Democrats, for the first time, we actually have the polling to back it up. You know, this is bad for them. This is bad for the Republicans, and this is their Benghazi. You know, they spent how much money, how many millions of dollars on Benghazi hearings? You want to talk about not moving the needle? That did move the needle. That caused Obama to lose. That caused us to lose a lot of faith in the Republican voters, in weakness and everything else. Like, that's what this is. You know, we have to have these meetings, these hearings, and we have to be able to expose the truth as we want to expose it and push it out there. And if they don't want to be participants in it, then they're not going to be participants in it. But at the end of the day, we still have to get this thing done, and we have to move it forward. But politically, it's a smart move.
I'm going to disagree with you, but, you know, had John Boehner back during the Benghazi hearing said we're not going to put Linda Sanchez or Adam Schiff on the committee for whatever reason. We're not going to put Elijah Cummings or Adam Smith on that. We're not going.
Were any of them sitting in Benghazi instigating the terrorists to kill the ambassador and posting tweets about the speaker being removed from the galleries along with MGT and everything else? No. You know, that's the thing is, you know, back then, yeah, I would have lost my mind because they were, you know, they were members of Congress and they deserved to be there. Jim Jordan participated in this. Participated. He was a part of this. He helped organize it, basically. He incited the riot. Of course he doesn't get to be a part of it. And absolutely. No seditionists. No seditionists allowed in this. And that's what the problem is happening in this country right now. We have too many members of Congress and too many members of the, you know, the right who are corrupted working with other foreign governments to propagate false narratives, disinformation, lying to the American people. And no, they shouldn't be on these committees. This is a completely different time. And this is a much, much more serious issue than what happened in Benghazi. Much more. This is an attack on the United States Capitol. No, that hasn't happened since 1812. And the problem on this one is that Jim Jordan was one of the members who were basically waving these guys on and cheering for him with megaphones about 15 minutes before it happened.
No, we don't disagree on that. In fact, you know, Liz Cheney, you know, reportedly said, you know, you're the blame for this, with a couple of expletives, I guess. And look, I'll tell you, I would have loved to have seen that exchange. I just think this was a mistake, because the messaging, even before it started, even before this starts, is that this is a partisan, this is a partisan endeavor.
They're always going to say that. Even if they had been on the committee, they would have said that. No matter what, you're going to have it be in a partisan endeavor. That's their messaging. That's what they're going to push. It's time for the Democrats to have their backbone, and it seems like they have it. It seems like Nancy Pelosi finally is having it, you know, where we're able to say, like, your guys are going to say whatever message you want to. We're going to go to the truth here, and it is going to be bipartisan. We're still going to have Liz Cheney on this committee. You know, was it Adam is looking like he's going to be on it? It's, you know, it's up to the Republicans here of what they want to do, what side of history they want to be on. And they have firmly decided that they want to be on the side of the extreme, the terrorism, you know, domestic terrorists and you know, foreign interference from other countries.
Do you think you're going to get five Republicans to go against leadership and sit on the panel?
Probably not, no.
I mean, for me, in the perfect world, you would get people of conscience who would be willing to come forward and fill those spots so that, you know, for the good of the country, that this does have both sides being represented. Because, look, you know, I knew weeks before that McCarthy was going to put Jim Jordan on that because he's their attack dog. And I believed back then that this was going to be a ploy to do exactly what Nancy Pelosi did.
What is this both sides crap that everybody keeps talking about? They're carrying Trump flags. They killed police officers. They gouged their eyeballs out. 170 brain injuries. Severe trauma. And they're attacking them on Fox News right now. This isn't a both sides issue. This is Republicans have gone too extreme, and they committed terrorist acts. This isn't a both sides. They don't get to deserve to have both sides. And, like, that's the posture the Democrats have right now.
So that's, you know, that's the message then. Just so I'm clear, you believe that's the message Democrats are putting forth.
I think that's the message that they're putting forth right here, yeah.
Now, if that is the message, I'm with you. If the Republican Party as a whole is the party of terrorism, if they're the terrorists, if we're going to take that position, then yeah, okay, then we've got to convict the party.
Yep. And, I mean, that's what's happening right now. I mean, like, Nancy Pelosi, when she made this decision, she knew the implications of what was going to happen. She knew that the Republicans were going to run on this and saying that this is a partisan circus and everything else. But Jim Jordan being on this committee, it's the same thing. They're going to send the exact same message. Now it's time for us to stand up and say, this is Trump, and you guys all support this guy. You guys refused to impeach him the second time. You know, you guys didn't stand up. You guys didn't impeach him the first time. You guys allowed him to grow. You guys basked in his, you know, shadow of, you know, everything he was doing. You guys reaped all the rewards from it. And here we are now where people are attacking the country. Just the other day, the FBI sent out a report to saying for members of Congress that the radical domestic terrorists, or whatever you want to call it here, you know, we're planning to commit more acts of terrorism against the United States and members of Congress. And we just saw a couple days ago again, what was it, a guy was arrested for about to firebomb the Minnesota Democratic headquarters. You know, if we're not going to actually call this what it is, which is, you know, terrorism, and the Republicans in Congress are enabling it, allowing it, and inciting it, then I don't know where we are. And so, you know, going into this committee and telling the truth about what happened to the American people, by the way, they can call it partisan all they want to, but at the end of the day, you know, I have a son, he's 10 years old. He's going to read the history books. The truth has to come out no matter what. And they're going to call it partisan, they're going to do whatever, but you can't hide from the eyes of history. And when we look back, you know, 50 years from now at this, all the Republican antics and all the Democratic antics, my messaging and their messaging and my videos that I put out, the videos that they put out, no one's going to remember. They're going to remember what really happened. They're going to remember the truth of what this is if we do it, if we do this thing right. And we have to. They're trying to eradicate the KKK from history books in Texas right now. Like, we have to make sure that history remembers what happened here. And it can't be partisan hackery. You can't have shirtless Jim Jordan running out there, jacketless Jordan, you know, yelling and screaming and being a moron. We have serious things to do in this country. He's not a serious person.
No, whether he's serious or not, I think I still believe putting him there and letting the American people see just how ludicrous he can be. I still think is, and we're not going to agree on this.
You don't think that they've seen that already and made their decision? They don't care. You know, the Republicans in the party, they don't care. He's been doing this for 4 years. They crashed the, an intelligence committee hearing and, you know, went in and, him and Gates and everybody else. Like, they've been doing this for years. It's just that they've already made their decision. This is about the truth. Like, it's not about Jim Jordan. It's about getting to the bottom of this thing. And, you know, and he, at the end of the day, was part of it.
Well, we're going to see how it plays out. I have serious, you know, concerns going forward. But again, you know, we'll see how this plays, like everything. I did want to get your thoughts. What's that?
I was laughing.
Oh, no, I mean, look, you know, both of us are right and both of us are wrong on this. And because neither of us are the ones who pulled the trigger and made the decision. Ultimately, we're going to either say Nancy Pelosi was 100% right or she was wrong. And that's
what would you do?
History's
for me, you know, I would have done the same thing. Yeah, I would have made the same decision she did, of course. But, you know, so on your side of it, you would have put Jim Jordan on here and basically, like, kind of let him run amok.
No, I wouldn't have let him run amok because someone has a gavel. And you still have Liz Cheney to put him in his place, and you still have the ability to have his shenanigans and his show being viewed by the American people. And I seem to think that, or at least I believe, or at least I want to believe, that we're still not completely moronic, and we haven't completely lost our minds, and that when we see idiocy, that we recognize it.
I don't know, man. Did you see Donald Trump those 4 years?
Yes.
he told us to drink bleach, and 72 million Americans voted for him.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have faith in the fact that they can't see a moron and vote against it. I think that they see someone who they perceive as tough and are going to vote for him.
You're probably right there. But speaking about the elections, your state could be the next blue state. You're from Florida. The way things are looking, you know, Florida could be the next blue state. As what do you guys? Almost half of the new coronavirus cases that are coming out.
Man, I don't. I hope that we. Yeah, it's bad. I mean, here's the thing down here is, you know, no one's wearing a mask. When I go to places, I went to a tiki bar a couple weeks ago, and I was walking in. And I had a group of people tell me, don't you know that the coronavirus is over? And I asked them, I said, did you guys get vaccinated? And they said, no, we're not getting vaccinated. We're not sheeple. You know, like, that's what we're facing here down in Florida, and it's everywhere. You know, you have Ron DeSantis, which thank God we have Nikki Fried running, and she's actually someone who's going to, you know, really make a lot of noise. She's going to be one of the future stars of the Democratic Party. But she's down here, and she's hitting it hard. But we have... not just that, but we have the algae blooms. We have, you know, fish dying by the millions right now. I mean, the tourist industry is going to get hit so bad. The fishing industry, you know, it's not just the coronavirus. I mean, you know, they're killing everything, even the wildlife down here. You know, and you have Marco Rubio, who's up in 2022. He's a complete idiot, and he's not doing anything about this. He's not saying anything. You got Ron DeSantis. He won't declare a state of emergency. And there really is a state of emergency, both for coronavirus and for the wildlife and the algae blooms that are happening. We know we're not prepared on any level for anything. So, I mean, if we become a blue state, it's going to be because of the idiocy of the United States Senator from Florida and the governor.
Yeah, well, right around the time you're going to become a blue state, you'll be an underwater state.
Yeah, and a complete dead wildlife state with no tourism.
Because we're still not doing anything on the climate. Which, again, I keep coming back to while we're talking about January 6th and we're talking about the committee that's coming up. We're not getting that infrastructure bill passed through fast enough. I'm hoping it passes. I want to get your if you're a handicapper, what do you put in the chances of getting both the bipartisan bill that Republicans claim they believe in and the reconciliation bill through?
You know, that's actually a really good point. When Biden became president, and you heard me on the show, you know, before when during the race, I was a little bit iffy about him. You know, I didn't know how he was going to do on the campaign, and I sure as heck didn't know how he would do in the White House. But he has really done a great job of finding ways to make things work and get things done. He's passed a lot of historic bills so far. The infrastructure bill, I mean, I think that there's going to be some negotiations that have to happen. You know, Mitt Romney is running one of the leads on that, which, you know, he's sane. You know, I don't agree with him on much, but I do agree with him on, you know, some of the ways that he views the infrastructure bill, but also politics, you know. I think we have a chance. I really do. And I think that Biden and the way that he's doing his politicking is exactly what we needed. You know, and what Joe Walsh said before, about Americans voting against Donald Trump and for Biden, I don't 100% agree with that. I think that America was tired and they were looking for hope again. I think that they voted for Joe Biden, and I think that they voted for him because he, first off, looks and acts like a president, you know, and second, he actually has the ability to get things done. He's talking about working together, civility, you know, coming together in the middle. I don't think that they just voted against Donald Trump. The Democrats, they were always going to vote against Donald Trump. You know, he didn't get a bunch of Republicans to vote against Trump. He got a bunch of Republicans to vote for the economy, to vote for the future, and to vote for, you know, decency again. And, you know, so I think Biden's going to be able to get this thing done. I have high hopes.
So you think both of them are going to get through? Because that was the question. What do you think the chance of getting them both done?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say any kind of guarantees on it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Morgan Stanley's saying you're going to get one or the other, you're not getting both.
I mean, if we get one or the other, I hope it's the infrastructure bill. You know, I mean, I just last night I saw China just released their new fastest train in the world, you know, and so like every other country in their infrastructure, they're investing into it. They're investing in the future and technology. You know, then you look at our Amtrak train, you know, so it looks like they came from the 1950s, and you know, we're just not there. So I hope it's the infrastructure bill, but I don't want to say no because Biden's been doing this. He was dealt a really crappy hand, but he's been able to really kind of navigate, you know, the tensions in Congress, the polarization, the hatred that's happening, and been able to still strike deals. You know, and I mean, obviously, like on the, you know, Jones stuff and everything, when, you know, he was working, you know, he was able to strike deals with the other side too. I mean, he worked with Ted Cruz to get the Civil Rights Cold Case Collections Act passed, and Donald Trump signed it. So there's still an ability for us to get this stuff done. You know, it's, you know, we just, you know, we have to be at the table here.
I'm with
and
you.
And we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
I'm right there with you. David, I appreciate the time and the thoughts. Maybe next time we'll agree on something.
Hey, we usually do. We're usually pretty good.
There you go. I appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Our good friend David Yankovich, top digital strategist in the country. A good guy, but yeah, on this thing, yeah, we're not going to agree. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around and listen to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.